Oh shit, we're back! First episode back. I haven't posted an episode since like fucking early July or maybe even June. God, I'm a pile of shit. But here it is, guys. This one's about 30 minutes. It's pretty short. All this episode is a review and breakdown and our thoughts and opinions about the movie It, the new Stephen King movie that just came out. The hype is real, people. The hype is fucking real. It's so good. Me and Ben both give it a 10 out of 10. Ben's seen it like 70,000 times. I think he's seen it 5 times now. I've only watched it once because I'm poor, but, you know, that's okay. Anyways, that's all this is. Spoiler. I can't stress enough spoilers. We don't, like, go word for word, scene for scene with the movies, but we do talk about some shit that you might not want to hear about. So if you have yet to see the movie It and you don't want to be told about some stuff, don't listen to this episode yet. Come back to it later. If you haven't seen it yet, but you kind of want some insight on what you're about to see, this is a good episode to listen to. Again, I tried my best to kind of stay vague about some stuff. You know, we kind of just hinted we knew what each other were talking about, so we didn't have to go into detail. But there's also some things that we tell you if you haven't seen it, like, hey, when you do see it, make sure you watch it this part and check this out. And you'll notice shit that you might not notice on the first time around, because me and Ben we're really cunty, and we really look into like the background and shit going on in movies where your attention's kind of pulled forward. So there are a few things in this that kind of give you a heads up on some stuff. Or, you know, if you haven't seen it yet and you kind of want to hear, like, eh, it's not my thing, then this is going to give you some good information for that, too. But I do highly, highly suggest to see this movie. It's very good. I'm going to buy it when it comes out. I'm super excited for it. So this is the full review for It. Uh-oh.
Big of the devil, and he shall appear.
you're about to be killed by a Zamboni!
Now I am become Death, the destroyer of worlds.
Relaxed and smiling. Oh! He slapped him!
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody! The double champ does what the f*** he wants!
Oh yeah!
Give me a hell yeah!
Why are you screaming? I haven't even caught you yet.
What do you have to say about that?
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck!
That's all it takes. Push the button, man. We're live.
We're here.
It's been a while.
How's it going? Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
My name's Ben.
Oh, hey there.
BDB69.
Yo.
Follow me, Instagram.
BDB. You know what I was thinking today? I saw your Instagram and I was like, oh, Big Dick Ben. And then I was like, you know, it's funny. It's like, if we ever start, we should start it and use it as a clan on the new Call of Duty. Big Dick, cause it, Big Dick Ben with the B and then Big Dick Nick. With the Dick and Nick.
Sponsored by Big Dicks Anonymous.
Big Dicks.
Just keep it anonymous,
guys.
Hashtag
69. Hashtag eat that ass, don't be stingy.
Like groceries. Yeah. Hashtag like groceries.
Hashtag like groceries. Hashtag smash potatoes. I'm super excited for Super Smash Bros. So, It. Stephen King's It, to be exact.
How many times have you seen it?
So I saw it once.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And you've seen it...
I've never seen it in my life.
Oh, okay.
Five times strong.
Whoo! Is there any other movie you saw 5 times?
I saw Batman the Dark Knight 7 times. Dark Knight Rises, sorry.
You saw Dark Knight Rises 7 times?
In the movie theater 7 times.
I saw it 4 times.
That's when I worked at the movie theater.
Right, so you could just walk back there and watch
everybody
it.
Everybody wanted to watch it with me, so...
Yeah, well, we all went as a group the first time, didn't we? It was me, like, you, Nicole, and Jen.
No, it was like me, you. Me, you, and Nicole. Me, you again. Me by myself, and then me with Cashmere.
Well, we went with Jen to
was one. That was another time. I don't know, dude. It was 7 times. It was crazy. Because yeah, I started watching so much that I started noticing all the tiny little details.
Right. We definitely went with Jen one time, I remember, because I'd only ever went to the movies with Jen once.
That's what got her onto Batman.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
She went on this
because she'd never seen any of the ones before that. Yep. Yeah, she's still, like, super into Batman now, so it's kind of crazy.
F that B, but, I mean, another story.
So you watched at least a good chunk of the OG TV specials.
The first half, yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't know there was a B-side
and
to
so,
that fucking DVD.
I didn't know this was fucking what was your records. Impression of the original?
I liked it. It was pretty good. What I do notice between the two is that you weren't scared of him after the first couple times, you know, like...
In the original.
Yeah, kind of like in Mama. Like, once you see her so many times, you're like, okay, I'm not scared
Plus
anymore.
He was very basic looking, yep. You know.
Same thing with, like, watching Insidious, mm-hmm. that goat dude. It's like, whoa, this is crazy.
After
this
the
crazy.
First time
and
the
then,
goat dude wore off, I was
yeah,
like,
yeah. And you're like, okay, don't care.
The face is 10 times better than
yep.
the goat guy. The original for me was dog shit. I like that Tim Curry. Like I like that he played the clown and like
Legend.
Like you said, like the first little chunk of the movie
yep.
I was like or series, whatever. The first little chunk I was like, okay, I'm on board. Dude, snooze fest once you hit like halfway of the halfway mark.
For some reason
snooze
the
fest.
Beverly meeting it. Scared. That was like more disgusting to me than the new one for some reason.
Well, the original definitely kind of tried to follow the book more, so there's definitely some more disgusting things.
I'm just talking about like the Bev in the bathroom part.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the blood comes up and hits her in the face.
Well, the old OG movies, like all any blood in like anything in those movies was just like I don't know if you've seen the Freddy movies or anything, but it was just like thick, fake blood and just goopy.
Yeah.
And but the original movie was not that good. Like, everybody kind of holds it up because it's kind of a cult classic, you know? It was one of his big books, big stories, scary, made a lot of people afraid of clowns. But in all honesty, like, if we're being real, if we're looking at it as a movie for what it's supposed to be, not for like, oh, but this story's such a big deal. No, no, no. As a movie, and again, they were released as you know, extended limited series on TV, but still, it's
series.
Technically a fucking movie when
yep,
you put them
yep.
all together. And it's terrible as a movie, fucking bad. Give it a 3 out of 10. It's just, I mean, and part of it, I'm pretty good about watching old stuff and not being like, that looked like shit, because it's old as fuck.
Yeah.
So it's not even necessarily that. Like, it's just, I don't know, I guess.
Like, I feel like The Thing,
that
same
movie's
time
great.
Period, it's great.
That movie's great. Everything.
When he melts the face off.
Visuals,
that.
Acting, everything's good in that. The original, the OG IT is just, yeah, rather watch paint fuck. But the new one, man, is so fucking good. Like, the hype that it had, I remember for, like, the last, like, year, I'm like, oh, man, this movie's just rolling into town on this hype train, and
yeah.
I really hope it lives up to it. I was
usually
so...
things just, like, down so
not,
hard.
Especially any horror things. They almost always, with the exception of... Conjuring 2 was good. Get Out was super good. Other than those two movies and like the last chunk of time, like 90% of horror films we see just are a complete
yep.
fucking letdown.
Yep.
So when we came into this and I just heard how good it was, everybody, I didn't have one person that talked to me about it tell me like, oh, it sucked. Not one fucking person.
And again, I've seen it 5 times.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you'd, at the time, you'd already seen it twice when yep. me and you went. Yep. I was the third time. So
it's just as good.
And it, dude, if like I said, if I had the extra money, I would go a couple more times just to go through it again.
Like I said, every single scene with Pennywise, it was a different Pennywise.
Yep.
But it was just as scary and creepy.
Dude, the opening. Just the opening 5 minutes of that movie is one of the best opening 5 minutes I've seen.
They just push you into it. And again, like, it doesn't feel like they're oversaturating you with him.
One of the only other like intros to a movie, to, like the first 5 minutes that really introduce you to a character and introduce you to the vibe of the movie is The Dark Knight. When Joker's robbing the bank, and you're like, that's
yep,
a dope
push you right
opening.
In.
Push you right in, dope opening. Same thing with this. It was so good. And he nails it. The thing you put it out, where his eyes are blue, so he's
yeah.
kind of, because you're kind of
well,
unsure.
It starts off orange.
Or it's orange when he first is coming yep. up to the light, but then his eyes are like baby blue, and he's like, oh, okay, he's a clown. Ha ha, and he's being silly.
And then right before.
And then right before
like I think when he moves the boat away from him,
he's
like, here, grab it.
Take it. Bill's going to kill you. Yeah.
Oh.
Take it.
And
that lingering
change.
T sound
yeah.
is fucking like, whoa, why is that so creepy? But
Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, dude, he kills
it,
man.
Give it up for your
man.
Boy, Bill
Skarsgård. He kills it, man. It was so good though. Like literally, I was honestly normally. It was so good from the opening that I was trying to just like absorb the movie and not try to be too critical. But at the same time, it's like because of how much everybody loves it, I'm gonna be like really harsh on this.
Just like when you were like judging like at the BMX.
Exactly. Exactly. So honestly, like there was a couple things that I don't even remember what they were, but I'd mentioned a couple times like, oh, this, but they were like so minute of a thing that I don't even remember what they were. There was a couple times
it's hard to remember.
Yeah, like,
When I do, then we can elaborate. But nothing stuck out.
Yeah, there was a couple times I leaned over to you and I said, "Oh, like that would have been cool, or they should have done that, or whatever." And then we talked about the police officers. There's a scene where all the kids are sitting in like town square, and there's like a festival thing going on, or whatever the fuck's going on.
It's the fair.
It's like a fair. Fair. Well, there's some like cops that walk behind them in the background, and then like 5 seconds later they walk by again, and so like clearly it's just extras in the background that like they had reshot and they didn't think about the timing of those guys walking. But who the are we the only two people on the planet that knows that?
But if that's
shit?
The only thing you have to bitch about,
yeah, it's great. I gave it a 10.
It's hard. Yep, 10. Yep, I will buy it on Blu-ray, and that's my 10.
That's one of that's my things 10, for 10 too. Is will I one? If I watch a movie more than once, it's at least an 8 or 9. If I'm willing to watch it more than once within a period of time, it's at least like really touching, getting close to a 9.
Especially paying $8.50 every time you go.
Yeah, exactly. If I want to buy it, just I've seen it 7 times, I want to own it. Like it's got to be a 10. Plus, think about pick 10 other movies we've seen in the last year to 2 years, and compare it.
Yeah,
it's vastly better than most of them.
Yeah, they did so well.
John Wick 1 and 2 are the only things that have come out real recently that I'm like, those are 10s to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Conjuring 2 is good, but what did we give it? Like a 7? We gave it a 7 or an 8.
7 and 8.
Yeah, yeah.
High 7, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they just nailed this movie so far out of the fucking park. It's so good. All the kids do a great job. One of my little complaints was they went, not that I care, but they went a little, and maybe we weren't from the 80s, so maybe like all the people who were writing it were kids in the 80s. So they went a little far, like, the amount the kids were trying to cuss and make sex jokes. Now, I mean, you know me, from the time we were little, I've always been super, like, dirty mouth and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I never tried that hard. Like, I never said that much shit.
One of my complaints about the movie was that the main bully...
The mullet kid?
Yeah, he just... He felt like he...
He reminded me of Nelson from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like, his just vibe, I don't know.
It wasn't very natural feeling, you know? When he was screaming at him, like, I'm going to cut you. It just felt like, okay, so in this scene, you're going to have like you're gonna have a raspy voice. And he didn't have a raspy voice because he was screaming.
Mm-hmm.
He was using a raspy voice.
Right.
Instead of, like, just going as high as he could, and he just started, like, it started getting raspy.
Right. I mean, maybe he's going through voice changes and shit, so he has to try to get it.
But then, like...
But why
he just felt too like robotic.
Well, that's part of that is a director problem. Like, why tell him he needs a raspy voice? Just tell him to like be real and get angry and just yell.
But whatever, I really like whatever the other sounds two bullies.
Like I'd like it more if his voice did break and crack and just you know what I mean? Like just be legit. Yeah, when he starts cutting the kid's stomach and his friend's like, "Whoa, dude."
Yeah, the other two bullies were there was three of them.
Yeah. Well, the other one had that metal up your ass shirt and I was totally cool. I'm totally on board with that. But yeah, that opening scene, I mean, one, it hits you completely off fucking guard. You're like, what in the... He does great. Even when he's in the storm drain, you're like, oh, fuck, this is crazy. And then it hits you completely off guard to open the fucking movie.
He had a cool... Like I said, he's a different Pennywise.
Yeah, he's... It's like his, night and day. It's not even the same
his
character.
His whole
yeah.
voice.
Yeah, everything.
His demeanor, the way he was talking to Georgie.
The cadence for the way he... Just everything. Everything about him was better.
Such a good job.
They fucking nailed it.
And then Georgie, I really liked him.
There's some creepy shit, too, that's like, you know, like the underlying, like the dad of Beverly and shit. Like, it's
creepy hard on that shit.
It made me feel...
It's R-rated.
I know. And
I'm in love with that.
Yeah, it made me feel uncomfortable as fuck. I mean, I was getting fidgety when those scenes were going on. I was like, oh, man, this is weird to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's kind of the point. Like, it's supposed to be gross as possible, so... Yeah, man, they fucking nailed it. They killed it. Again, we both gave it a 10. I gave it a 10 without a hesitation.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the movie's over, it is a fucking 10. This movie's great. I'll watch it 20 more times. I can't wait to see some like a Blu-ray set where it comes with like a director's cut or special features. Like I'd really like to dive into more maybe an alternate ending. Because I heard that there was a second ending that they had shot.
Really?
Yeah, and it just didn't end up on the theatrical version.
Okay.
So I'm really interested to see like kind of what they did with that. It was kind of weird just seeing him. It was kind of weird how much they showed what he is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They really kind of slipped towards the end. They just started throwing shit like, oh, here. When he gets hit in the face in the house.
Yeah. And you're like, whoa. Quick on the draw with everybody's fears.
Yeah, he's like, whoa. Well, yeah, because, you know, this is one of the first times than anybody's ever kind of stood up to him, so he's used to just like that, and they just shut down.
Yeah.
So the Stranger Things kid, I wasn't sure how I was gonna feel about him being in it, because he kind of plays a little different. He plays a little more softer. Apparently, I can't say words. Softer of a character in Stranger Things.
Yep.
So in this, like, I knew he was supposed to play like the real like shit talker, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. He did a good job. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
They did good. They did. I like that you brought up that Will was stoked about the era accurate bicycles.
Yeah, though he was.
They treated bicycles like kids. Like when I was a kid, you know, you'd ride your Mongoose and you just throw it on its side. And you had two different grips on it. And,
yeah.
You know, and it was that kind of like that in the movie. They rode their bikes everywhere, threw them down.
He was like, "Yep, those bikes are in that era.
Right.
Those are correctly era bikes."
And again, I'd imagine a lot of the people in production and a lot of the people in writing were kids in the 80s. Yeah. So they were like, "Oh man, I had this fucking bike with the big banana seat on it, dude." Like, you know what I mean? It's got to be easy. It's not like making shit from the 30s where you got to like look back and be like, "Oh, got to Google what kind of fucking fabric they used in cars." Yeah. You know what I mean? Yep. Like you're just like, "Oh, dude, you remember those fucking like?" It'd be like if they had us make a movie about the early 2000s. We'd all have those little egg keychain things with fucking the counters in them, like Pokemon cards and shit. But that's kind of all come full circle nerd-wise. I mean, everybody has Pokemon shit now.
Yeah.
But fucking movie's so good. So you said that you had noticed some things this last time you watched.
There's three main things that I noticed that they fucked up directing-wise.
Okay.
So one thing is right after they pick up Ben, after him getting cut, yeah, and they go to the pharmacist. The
Yeah.
So Ben is riding on the back of...
First of all, that kid would be fucking legit dead. He got cut and stabbed openly bad numerous times and was in a sewer like numerous times. Sepsis. Gonna
gray die. Water.
Yeah. Anyways.
So he's riding on the back of one of their bikes right before they get to the pharmacist. You can see him on the bike and he's wearing a button-up, like a weird white, like, different, like, pattern button-up.
The kid is, or the...
Ben is. The one that got cut.
Yeah.
Then once they get there, he's wearing just, like, a normal white shirt.
Really?
Yep.
Now, button-up, like, full button-up, or, like...
It was a button-up. It was, like, opened-up button-up.
Oh, wow. How'd they miss that?
I don't know.
What, was he wearing a shirt under the button-up?
Nope.
No, because that's where they peeled... Okay.
They just lifted his shirt.
They lifted his shirt on the bridge. Yep. They didn't peel anything open. And then, did they bring him a shirt when they were, like, bringing him? Oh, no, because you said when they got to the pharmacy.
Before they got to the pharmacist, when they were coming out of the woods.
Okay.
And they, like, went off the sidewalk, and like, ching, ching, and they're, like,
shit
just
like,
getting in the
shit
town.
Like that, like what was it, Fantastic Four, when, like, the change directors, he's like, yeah, let's just make her hair completely different the whole time.
But it wasn't, like, halfway through the movie.
No, it was like, well, because they don't film a movie in order, you know? So that's interesting. I'm curious to know if like people like notice things like that and they're kind of like maybe they had to do a reshoot, like something they didn't weeks later they did a reshoot.
Too much money.
And it was just a t-shirt, so it probably got thrown away or something, and so they shot it and they're like, God, you know, I mean, it's a reshoot, it's not a big deal, I doubt anybody will notice. Like, let's just... That being said, it'd be easier to find a white t-shirt than you know, a button. I mean, go to Walmart.
Now, here's the other thing I noticed, and it's the scene right after what I just said.
Okay. When so they go to the pharmacy medicine.
Yeah, when they're right when they come out of the pharmacy scene.
Okay.
And they're like back behind the pharmacy, like getting this guy.
Patching him up and shit.
Patching him up. And the Stranger Things kid, he goes, "Pip, pip, Talio, like let's get this guy cleaned up." And then you see the hypochondriac kid.
Uh-huh.
Like, will you shut up? Like, I'm trying to work here.
Yeah.
And if you watch the Stranger Things kid, if you watch his mouth doesn't move at all. But you'll hear him saying, like, doing the English accent. I'm like, come on, my good fellows, like, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But his mouth is moving.
So they had to add that in?
Yeah, which there's either two reasons. Either one, they didn't think about it then, and then they're like, oh, we need to add some fillers.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, they couldn't get, like, a boom mic in there. They were using these certain scenes.
It could have been that he mumbled. Like, yeah. The rest of the scene was great, but he mumbled. We'll add it post, you know, yeah, post. Yeah. And
which I always
hate.
That's
pretty fucking normal for movies, but it is rough when you can see the character's face. Yep. That's when it's like, just reshoot it, you know?
Yep. And then the third thing I noticed was, and this is the last thing, and again, if you're noticing this, you are trying hard. So in the scene where they're messing with Mike, I think, the black kid.
Mm-hmm.
So they're messing with him. They're pushing his face into the lamb, like the lamb meat.
Mm-hmm.
And, they throw a rock and they get into this big rock war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when the rock, first rock from Bev hits the bully and they stand up, the kid with the metal up your ass shirt is on the left. He's mm-hmm. a thicker bully.
Cuts back, comes back. He's on the other side.
He's on the other side.
I realized that when we watched
it. And then
it
went switch, 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 stay, switch, switch, switch.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Because it's clearly, you know, it's clearly flash cuts. You know, they're filming you guys. Okay, set mm-hmm. up everything, film. And it could have been on different days even. Mm-hmm. But I did notice that. Yep. I was like, it was like, because it's like literally like scene, 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 scene. Yep. It's not enough time for him
it
to
goes,
have
bullies,
walked
kids,
over.
Bullies, both bullies, kids, yeah. bullies,
it's,
kids.
It's not enough time for him to like have walked around to the other side. Yeah.
There's one part where I didn't count it. I was like, they were like, they all kind of like fumbled around. And, like, he was kind of in the... They were both bullies were, like, in the middle.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't count that one. Like,
okay.
Because they were fumbling around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it looked away but for
again,
a second.
If this is all I have to bitch about the movie...
Yeah, dude, for real.
This is all.
And those are sort of things that are, like, we're being really cunty bringing those up. And they do not affect the movie. Who
again, if it's that pumped up, if it's that many people like it, if I like it that much, I'm going to look hard and, like...
Yeah.
Remember the lady I told you to look at in the...
Oh, in the library. Oh,
yeah, I've watched that scene 4 times, noticing it.
It's so good.
And as soon as he turns the page and you hear the kids like singing, you see her immediately drop what she's doing, look at him, puts her like head down.
I like that they never put her into focus.
Yes.
I love that they never...
And then you can see this creepy-ass shadowy smile come across her face.
Yep, but again, it's out of focus.
Yep.
I love that.
It's they're not like zooming in on her. It's just there. If you notice it, you notice it. If you don't, you don't.
Yep.
So if anybody's going to go watch it again...
I probably would have noticed it. I probably would have noticed it if you hadn't said something, but I probably would have just like caught the tail of it. I probably would have been like, oh, fuck, it's gone.
Yep, yep.
So I'm glad you told me beforehand because I was like watching for it.
Because nothing really is going on with him except for he's
like,
I was just going to say,
there's nothing in the foreground that makes it to where like you need to pay attention because he's just looking down at the table.
And then as soon as the kids start... Or as soon as the balloon goes away and you hear that ting, ting, the little piano...
Mm-hmm.
The lady's back, you know, putting books back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything's just back to normal. Again, if you do watch it again, or if you have already seen it,
look out.
If you haven't seen it, there's a scene where the chunky kid's in the library, and when he first starts going through this book and shit starts getting creepy, pay attention. There's an old lady behind him, and it's creepy as fuck.
It's not the main librarian.
No, not the librarian shit, but it's just an old lady in the background. You'll see her because she's the only. I think she's the only old lady in that background of that particular minute.
Yep.
You know, and it lasts a good 35-40 seconds while she's behind him.
It was cool.
And it's good. It's fucking great.
It was creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And
as
I was
shit.
Kind of wondering like if there was any other scenes where
we hadn't noticed shit
Pennywise
in the back
took
or something.
The form of like another adult.
Right, right, right.
But to be honest, he was the only one that had witnessed something Pennywise around everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about everybody else, like the hypochondriac, he was by himself.
Did they ever give the Stranger Things kid? Did they ever give him a Pennywise scene by himself? Everybody else kind of had their own experience. I don't remember him having one.
Not in public, because he was like,
I remember
is this
him
just
because
virgins
yeah,
are, you
that,
know?
Yeah, exactly. I remember him saying that. That's why. But it was interesting that he was, I think he was the only one in the movie that didn't have an experience until they were all together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't know if that was in the book or if they were just kind of like, meh, you know?
Do you think that in the next, in the chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
by the way, there's going to be a chapter 2 if you haven't seen it already.
They'll probably do 3 or 4.
What? Do you think they're going to kill off the Jewish kid? Because he's the one that killed himself in the original It. When his wife are having fun and they're talking. And then he goes to take a bath or his wife gets out of the bath or something and then he kills himself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to kill him or do you think they're going to...
I don't know. I don't know how much they're going to follow exactly what... Because I'm almost okay with them really altering quite a bit of shit because I haven't read the books, but I mean, if you're somebody who has read the books, and I know how people are, like, if it's not exactly how the books, they get mad as fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm almost the opposite. I'd almost rather have a different experience because, like, you with Harry Potter, it's never going to be as good as the book.
Oh, no.
In a million years, yeah. ever. So instead of, like, trying to match scene for scene with the book, like, have fun with it so that, one, I don't have to be upset that you fucked up scenes from the book, mm-hmm. and two, I don't see what's coming.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Like,
there's a lot of people that lived, and there's a lot of people that died that should have died a while ago or later
yep.
on.
Yep. So I'm okay with them kind of, like, taking liberties with some stuff.
Yep.
I'm totally fine with that. Are they going to do, like, again, I don't even know. Are they going to kind of follow the same arc, and they're going to have these same characters in the second one, or are they going to have it take place, you know, 20 years later with a different group of kids?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they're going to, because why the fuck would he even try to go after them? Because they're not afraid of him. He has no power over them anymore. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. he's still kind of a supernatural being, but he doesn't have the ability to completely melt them down. I mean, look how scared he was at the end of this one. And he was just like, this is futile.
He started reciting Billy's poem.
Yep.
He thrusts his fist against the post, and still he insists he sees the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And he started stuttering.
Yeah.
What was your favorite scene of that movie?
Oh, man. The opening scenes are definitely in the running. It was just so good because you get to really soak up Pennywise for a hot minute, mm-hmm. and you see him switch, and you get the – because of how much I love voice acting and how much I love the way people articulate when they talk, the way they use their tongue, how much air, how much nasal.
He uses mouth a lot very well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, like, I tear people's voices apart. I'm not just like, oh, he sounded cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I dig into it, like – really hard, like, oh, you know, they were really nasally. When he went low, he pinched his throat off with his tongue, when it blah blah blah. Like, I dig into characters like that, so I really enjoyed getting to pick, like, really soak up Pennywise's voice and the all the articulation he was doing. Like I said, the take it, like the real heavy postponed T's, and then he was changing octaves. He was like, he likes, you know, like real high, and then would kind of go low. Hello, Georgie. Like, really, like a real heavy with the lips. And then no lips, and it was all teeth, and it was all like this for a second, and then you go back down here, and now it's the back of the throat again. You know, like, I really enjoyed that scene for one, what it was supposed to be, and two, for what.
But he didn't feel like he didn't know his range.
And no, not at all, off. Not at all. He had practiced, and he knew what he wanted to do. So for two reasons: one, I enjoyed that scene for everything it was meant to be, and two, I enjoyed it for everything I took out of it. Which I realize is not something that everybody else took out of it. So the opening scene is fucking, I mean, it's got to be there. And then the, am I not real enough for you, Billy? Like, that fucking scene was gangster.
Yeah.
Honestly, the ending scene where they're.
I like how he said Georgie right after. He's like, I was real enough. And he, like, put his bottom lips, like, behind his teeth for Georgie. Like, it was.
Everything about that scene when he comes out of the fridge and he's slowly fucking with that kid, he's and then
contortionist,
they open the door and he's like, and he just places his hand on the kid's face.
He like just like fumbles for his face, like shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah, I'm upset right now. Yeah,
and then they come in like, what's going on? And then he's just like, am I not real enough for you, Billy? Like, and he's just like, he sounds offended. Like,
that's what I'm saying. He's upset.
I'm not real enough for you.
He sounds upset because it's almost like, I think it's almost like a mixture of upset and like. Okay, motherfucker, because, you know, like, oh, I got to step my game up, apparently, because everybody else is just like, throw their fear, and they can't handle it, where he's like, fuck this, and so he's like, oh, okay, I'm not fucking real enough for you, okay, you know, like, and then tries to hurt him and break him down emotionally again by bringing up Georgie. The ending scene with, like, the death lights and the kids and the floating kid and stuff, it was okay, but it wasn't my favorite by any means.
No. Like I said, it was
Liked the little short chunk when he's standing there with behind the balloons in the hypochondriac kid, and he like lets the balloons go, and he says,
"Come on, we'll float down here."
Yep. I loved that.
Really, he's really low on that.
Yeah. I loved that, but man, I have to edge out the opening scene by just a hair from the house scene in the kitchen, because that one was dope. The contortionist part was super good. Him fucking with the hurt kid and then him talking shit to Billy. Mm. Like, that whole scene was fucking awesome, because it's a very complex scene. There's a lot going on. Yeah. And then they hit him, and it tears his face. And
you can see the teeth coming up, like, up by his, like,
past his ear. Yeah, like, it's just, it really, it was a very complex, there's a lot going on. Where the opening scene, there wasn't a lot going on. It was very simple, very, very simple scene. But there was so much to soak in, man.
Like I said, I really, really, really liked either the first scene. Mm-hmm. And this sucks, because this is almost half the scenes. But that's how good he was. Like, yeah. It was either opening scene.
Anytime he was in the movie,
the fridge contortionist scene.
Yeah,
it
was great.
Or it was the... Why am I drawing a blank now? Oh, the projector scene.
I've totally forgot about the projector scene.
They used the bass so, like... Doof, 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 doof. And it felt like he's coming into the theater.
In IMAX. Dude, we need to go watch it in IMAX. Where it's like
that's crazy. Where I watch it with Will and Lil.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, was it better?
The bass was...
I was going to say, how much
out of control.
Was it? Yeah. Man, that would be dope. Yeah, that fucking scene was good. But again, I didn't take away as much. It was just cool.
It was just a cool
fucking scene. Yep. But those other two scenes, you really kind of get more... Because he was just trying to scare him in that one.
Yep.
Whereas in the other two scenes, you get to really like peel his character back.
Yep.
You'd be like, oh, fuck, he's, like, emotional. Like, he's upset. Mm-hmm. When you know, I'm not real enough for you, Billy? Like, he's...
That scene is what I heard in the interview. That was the first scene he was with the kids.
Yeah.
Yep. And they had kept him away from the kids for months. Yeah. And then they brought him in there with makeup and everything.
Yeah. So they never got to meet Bill Skarsgård. They just met Pennywise. Literally, walk on set, action. Does all that, kids are crying, freaking out, spits flying, and then they go, cut, and he's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, you okay? And he's like, dude, I really liked how you, like,
yeah, he's like,
this.
Oh man, I'm fucking this kid up for life, like, I just gotta finish the scene. Cut. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh, you were, that was cool, and the drool, and I really like, he's like, damn, this kid's, like, better actor than me, like, he had me.
They didn't give a
shit. He was, like, gasping for air, and he was, like, freaking the fuck out, yep. Like.
It was fucking great.
It was a good movie, man.
If you haven't seen it yet, 100% this is one you need to go see in theaters.
Yeah, and it's not hype. It's not just hype, because we tear that shit apart.
Yeah, yeah. We're cunts. We're like, I'm 100%. I'm an asshole when it comes to movies. I'm a douchebag. Like, mm-hmm. I can very much go, that movie sucked because of this. Whereas in most people I talk to are like, oh, I didn't care about that. But this movie is legit. It's a 10 out of fucking 10 for me. Do you know what the final results for the tomatoes and shit were?
I think it now
it dropped down a little.
It's
bit.
It's like 83-87 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would definitely go see it in theaters while it's still there. It's a better experience in theaters. Some movies you just have to see in theaters, and this is one of them. It's so good.
85-86.
It's so good, and if you do wait till it comes, because I've had a couple people like, oh, I'm just gonna wait till it comes out on DVD. Please, for the love of God, watch it in a dark room with surround sound. Yeah. Like, you need the sound in the everything in this movie is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, they did everything correctly. So I would suggest seeing it in theaters. But, I mean, you know, I'd imagine it's going to be in theaters a while, because I think it's doing pretty fucking good in the box office. So.
Probably, yeah.
So it's probably going to hang out.
It's the highest grossing horror film ever. That's what they said.
Oh, really? It broke? Wow, wow, wow. Again, I've yet to see somebody shit on that movie. I've yet to see it.
Yeah.
So I highly suggest it. That's going to be it. We just hit about 30 minutes, and I don't see... Is there anything else you think about with the movie?
No.
I think we pretty much covered everything. It's so good. Fuck, it's so good. I'm probably going to look up clips, because there are a lot of clips online and stuff now. I want to try to get Pennywise's voice down, because it's right in my vocal range. He has a pretty standard mid to high range voice. So anyways, that's going to be it for this one. I'm going to release another episode here in a few days. That's going to be a normal episode. I wanted to do this one separate because, you know, there's going to be a spoiler at the beginning. Obviously, if you're here, you already know that. But I didn't want people to, like, hey, we're going to talk about it and kind of go into stuff, and somebody be like, oh, fuck, I haven't seen it, and then skip the episode. So I just decided we're just going to do this episode on its own. So, yeah, go out and watch it. Check it out. It's super good. Yeah, that's about it. Big hugs and kisses. Hail yourself and go fuck yourself.